Were you working at Mission Hospital, and is your job on the line?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, what can you tell me is going on with Mission Hospital? What's the background of this?
Well, All Care Clinical Associates, my group, entered into a partnership with Surgery Partners to strengthen and sustain the anesthesia services throughout Western North Carolina. That agreement was finalized on last Friday. In the past 48 hours from today, Mission leadership has taken a position that they would prefer to employ the anesthesiologist and certified nurse and anesthetist rather than continue to deal with All Care and an outside entity.
Now, as I understand from their press release, the way they've worded it is that they are exploring all options. Can you give me an indication of what that means?
I would be guessing what they are thinking, so I'd rather let Dr. Paulus or one of his spokesmen answer that question. I'm not really sure what they...
How many jobs are we talking about here as far as people that are employed over at Mission Hospital by All Care?
At All Care, we have 25 physician anesthesiologists and 96 certified registered nurse anesthetists. In addition to that, we have an administrative office that employs 41 people, and about 60% of those people, I'd ask you to do the math, are devoted to supporting Mission Health or Mission Hospital.
I see. So those jobs would be on the line as well?
Yes, sir.
And so we're talking about right now a situation where, as I understand it, Mission has extended an existing contract with All Care through the end of April.
Yes, sir.
And after that, they seem to be indicating that they would like to go in a different direction. Is that correct?
That's correct. And they've indicated to us that there are going to be recruiting their own anesthesiologists and certified registered nurse anesthetists, also known as CRNAs, to replace us.
And you know that how?
Because they've stated that.
And not only have they stated it, but they've also posted the positions, as I understand.
Oh, absolutely, yes, sir. They have posted not only on job boards, internet-based job boards, but also on Monday morning, when a significant number of our physicians and anesthetists showed up to work on Monday morning to take care of patients, all of these jobs, so their jobs, were posted on flyers as openings. There's some little clip art attached to it. Tell your friends. It was a pretty rude awakening on a Monday to have those place not only in your workplace, but in the place where you're trying to take care of your patient.
Why would they be posted in the workplace?
I have never seen anything like it, and so I cannot even begin to guess.
What was the reaction of when people saw that?
Some physicians and anesthetists were angry. I think most initially thought it was a joke of some sort. When it was confirmed by the OR director that it was not a joke at all, and then people went to the job boards to see their jobs posted there as well, there was a lot of emotion. People felt sad, and there was crying in the hallways of some staff, and it was a difficult time for them.
What was the relationship like with Mission Hospital up to that point? Because it sounds like this seemed like a bit of a harsh blow for these employees. I mean, was there animosity between the two groups at that point?
Let me first say that All Care has been has a nearly 5-decade relationship with Mission Hospital. We have been providing impeccable patient care for 48 years in this community. We have partnered with Mission on innumerable efforts to improve quality, to reduce costs. And despite any reasons that Mission has so far forwarded supporting this reaction, this is part of a larger reaction, is a little difficult to take that that this one association with surgery partners would undermine 48 years of that service. So I would not say there's any open animosity. We have long, this administration has been present for about 5 years. During those 5 years, we've worked very closely with them on a lot of things, as I just mentioned a few moments ago. And so, no, I would not say there was any open animosity. There has been, you know, you're a journalist, you're aware that over the years, Mission has suffered various attacks and complaints from employees. But, you know, we are not Mission employees. We provide service at Mission, and we have never never engaged in any of that, or really never felt like, you know, we've never engaged in any of that. So this is a complete change in course. In our relationship, completely different direction.
Why was AllCare negotiating a separate contract with Surgery Partners, this Tampa, Florida group, in addition to the negotiations with Mission Hospital?
Well, there are two separate things. The contract that AllCare has with Mission is a services contract. Has two main goals. One is to ensure that every patient that comes to have surgery in their operating rooms will have anesthesia coverage. That's what the hospital gets out of the contract. What we get out of the contract is assurances and financial support, because unfortunately, because of the payer mix in Western North Carolina, it's a mathematical impossibility to pay the number of clinicians, and I'm talking about anesthetists, CRNAs, and physicians, what is required to pay them, market wages, and do that with only the money that we collect in clinical revenues. Were we in a different marketplace, we may be able to do that without the financial piece of the contract. But the hospital would still want a contract with us to be certain that all of their patients would have anesthesia coverage. So that's the short and long of the contract with Mission and why that's necessary. Well, and that contract typically is a 3-year contract. It expired at the end of September. We were in a 3-month extension of that contract, we're currently negotiating the next long-term contract, and we had actually completely finished that negotiation. The contract with Surgery Partners, as I mentioned earlier, was designed to strengthen and to sustain the anesthesia services throughout Western North Carolina by bringing expertise into AllCare and by helping us lower costs to Mission Health.
So essentially these nurses and doctors came in to do their surgeries and had these posters up while they were performing surgeries?
Yes.
How did that affect the patients in the room, if it did at all?
We are an extremely professional group of people, the nurses and the physicians that I'm privileged to work with. We are used to the crucible of the operating room. It's a high stress place every day. We're also used to putting our emotions aside when we're dealing with critical situations. I'm very proud of everyone that while they had hands on patients, they were able to keep it together, be professional. They were real examples to live by. We have time to decompress, whether it's because of a difficult surgery or because our jobs have been posted 4 days before Christmas in the hallways where we work. That's when we take time for ourselves. And that's when I noticed and I had reports of people's emotional responses.
Can you speak to this personally as just, you know, someone who does this for a living? You know, what would be your reaction to having your job posted in that, as far as the level of responsibility the hospital has for making sure that patients get the best care that they can possibly get?
I will say that the hospital does have that responsibility. I will go one step further and say that personally, my everyone has their own way of dealing with stress. I was one of the ones that thought it most certainly must be a joke, that no one in their right mind and leadership of an organization worth more than $1 billion would make such a decision. I was giving them the benefit of the doubt, which is just my personality. When I found out that it was accurate and legitimate, I was upset and concerned for the employees of our group, the nurse anesthetists, the physician employees, the registered nurse employees that we have. I was upset for them and the position that they've been placed in.
You described these doctors and nurses as being very professional and being able to handle the stress of this, and that they did. Do you believe that that sort of thing could have affected other nurses, other doctors in ways that would have put patients at risk?
That would be speculation, but I think you are as knowledgeable as I am to come to a conclusion on that.
Okay.
You don't need to be a physician to have your own conclusion about that question you just gave me.
What happened after this as far as contact with the hospital? Did you reach out? What happened?
We've reached out multiple times to explain our rationale and whom we chose to partner with and why it was good for Mission Hospital, for surgical services, and for the patients of Western North Carolina. We were not given an audience until Tuesday mid-morning. Now, not only on Monday were signs posting everyone's jobs, there were also signs posting a town hall meeting on Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. To discuss anesthesia services. And the speakers listed were Ron Paul, CEO, and Bill Hathaway, Chief Medical Officer. No one from All Care was asked to speak, although we were thankfully invited. So that meeting occurred, and we were leadership, not including myself, but leadership was given an audience with Drs. Paulus and Hathaway at 11 a.m. that same day. So 6 a.m. meeting, nurse anesthetist, physicians, all there was an entire medical staff was invited, lots of other physicians there. Lots of other discussion about how, well, I'm not going to characterize that meeting. But again, right before patient care, I will say that people felt less secure instead of more secure after that meeting. And again, that was done right before patients were being taken care of. Dr. Paulus and Dr. Hathaway did meet with leadership at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, and they themselves characterized the meeting as productive. I was not there. I cannot speak to it, but by being briefed of it, it did sound productive. And that is the only time that we have been able to speak directly to them, despite multiple attempts.
So a person who was at, I believe, both meetings, who wishes to remain anonymous, characterized the meeting as being somewhat hostile on the part of the CEO, Ron Paulus. And I wonder if you can confirm some quotes that I was given that Paulus basically accused All Care of being unethical for engaging in multiple negotiations at once. Is that something that you can confirm?
I can confirm a paraphrase of that. Yes, that's the gist of it, yes.
Okay. There was also a quote that was given that Ron Paulus apparently said, and this is from an anonymous source, but said that the likelihood of Mission Hospital working with All Care in the future was equivalent to the likelihood of there being another Immaculate Conception.
I cannot confirm that, although I did hear it. I do think that Dr. Paulus would be happy to confirm either of the things you just asked me.
Okay. Taking away the tone of that comment, does it, as you understand it, does it seem like there is a future between Mission Health and All Care currently?
I think that there is. I do think that there is a future. Dr. Paulus continues to state that there is not. All I can tell you is that, you know, while we're in the hospital through the end of April, our entire clinical staff of physician anesthesiologists and certified registered nurse anesthetists will remain singularly focused on patient care. We are not going to be distracted by this while we're in the hospital. We will come to work every day, continue to take excellent care of our patients, and wait to see how this is all sorted out. While we're not in the hospital, our leadership is devoted to caring for the 240 employees. That's because Mission is only 60% of the clinical patient encounters that we have within our group. We're going to take care of those 240 employees and their families, because those people have devoted their careers to helping take care of patients in Western North Carolina, and we value that. So the leadership is also going to continue to negotiate in earnest with Mission Health leadership, and I am very hopeful that there will be a future, a long future, as long as the past, with Mission Health and All Care.
I was also told that there were videos of that meeting and that they may have been distributed to someone, but I don't know who. Do you know that answer?
There was an announcement that the meeting was going to be videoed, and there were video cameras there. The meeting was held in a small room, and there were multiple other remote rooms with video links. So I can't confirm that the cameras were there to record, but there was an announcement made that it was going to be recorded and distributed to those that could not show up.
Could not
for the
show up.
Meetings. Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay, but you haven't, you know, you haven't heard anything beyond that.
I have not. I would very much like to see those videos, because I'm sure I would be able to glean additional things from them that I wasn't able to glean in the moment. I have not seen those yet.
Because your job is on the line, you don't really know what's going to happen beyond the end of April. How does this affect you personally?
I have faith that something good is going to come out of this. My hope is that good is that we can reach an understanding with Mission so that they understand how this association with Surgery Partners benefits Mission and their patients. And I hope that we can understand better what is driving this particular response with Mission, and I hope that we can learn to work together. We've worked together well in the past, and I would like to continue to do that. I love living in Asheville. I love working for Mission Hospital. I've trained in two different states. This is my second job in this state. I absolutely love going to work. I love the people that I work with, the surgeons, the nurses, the support staff, and I certainly hope that I have the opportunity to stay here and work in this fantastic facility that is where I bring my family and where my friends come, and I think is an amazing, just an amazing little miracle out here in the mountains.
Do you have family in the area?
I do not, but I bring my family from outside of the area.
I see. Okay. And is it true that the negotiations with Surgery Partners was going on, in part because Mission Hospital was looking to buy AllCare itself?
Mission Hospital has never made an offer to buy AllCare. What they've made clear recently in the last week or so is that they have entertained the option of or the idea of employing us directly rather than us being independent physicians. So I do not know of any plan to buy us, and I know only that they have been discussing or considering employing us. In the 5 years that this administration has been in Asheville, and this is should not be a surprise to anyone, because when Dr. Paulus was interviewed for this job, he stated his goal was to transition Mission Health to a primarily to a model where most physicians were employed by the hospital. And he's been pretty successful over the past 5 years of doing that. There are still several large sets of physicians who are not hospital employees, but us being one of them. But, you know, that is the stated goal. So it's not surprising. We just have never been formally approached about employment.
Do you think that Mission Hospital wants that Mission Hospital posted the job listings in the operating rooms for you guys to see them first so that you could apply for those jobs yourself and work directly for Mission rather than AllCare?
I can't say whether that is correct or incorrect. I can say that that's just a really unorthodox way to post for jobs. You know, the normal way that professional jobs are posted is on the hospital's human resources job board, and also there's one repository for anesthesia jobs called GasWorks, and those are the places that jobs are normally posted. I have in 20 plus years of medicine, never really seen jobs posted in the hallways for professional positions.
The reason I ask is because, the way that it was done, it seems as though it was very upsetting for everyone. And
yes.
I'm wondering if maybe it was just a mistake on their part in that what they were trying to do was do you guys a favor and say, basically, we're going in this direction. We want you guys. Has Mission indicated that they want the people already employed there to apply for these positions?
You know, I just don't know. I can't. Perhaps they were being altruistic. I cannot deny that that's a possibility. But I think what speaks the most for the likelihood of that being the motivation was my answer to an earlier question of what people's responses were to it. They weren't excitement about a new possibility or a new opportunity.
Right. It was in some cases tears, in some cases anger.
Yes.
Okay. I think those are the questions I had, Dr. Sutton. Is there anything else that we didn't cover that you would like to say or anything like that?
No, I think you've been very thorough.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.